This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So yesterday after the show, Natasha Bedingfield stopped by. She had a concert in town last night at the Wilbur. Annie, what is this song? What does this remind you of?
The Hills.
No, I know that, but I'm just like at a time in your life is what it, more what I meant.
Well, I was really young when I started watching The Hills. My sister's 8 years older than me, so I picture just myself sitting on the couch and being like, I get to watch these people be in L.A., and I want to live that life, and I totally don't want to do that anymore. But,
and when she came by, we were just kind of talking about all the memories of her career, and when we finished the interview, we walk in the hallway, and we're just like saying our goodbyes and taking some photos and things of that nature. And we have a lot of photos here in the radio station of the years of the things that we've done with artists.
Yes, like different concerts.
Mixfest.
Things of this nature.
So Natasha Bedingfield headlined Mixfest with Rihanna back in like 2006 or 2007. I'm not sure the exact year. It was before we got here. And so I said to her, I was like, you know, your picture is hanging on a wall somewhere around here. We should take a picture from back then and now. It'd just be like a cool thing that we could post to get some clicks on our social media. And, you know, you could put it on your social media maybe.
And it's important to note that we had sort of a rehab here.
Yes.
Some pictures were taken down, some were put up. And I knew that it wasn't here. But Carson would not listen to me. And so hilarity ensued.
So, wait, which radio station are we at right now?
So we're at Mix 104.1. But
Mix 104.1.
We have a whole bunch of stations
there's
here.
A lot of stations, but
yes.
But apparently there's a picture of me on the wall here.
That's the rumor.
I don't believe them, but we're looking for it.
Here, go this way.
Sure, maybe I'm not so relevant anymore or something, because they took my picture down.
We did it.
So now we're going on a hunt for it.
If it's down, this is going to be the
If it's down, then it's like I'm taking back my interview. Oh, here's one of my friends. And what I'm doing is I'm seeing all my friends on the wall. So here's another friend. It's like a way of name dropping that is not boastful.
I'll leave this back.
Right? It's kind of like name dropping.
I love the fact that you
this is name dropping. Who else do I know? Is that BB?
It is BB.
Hey, BB. Hi. It's like I'm seeing all my friends. I don't know Sean, but I will.
Sean's adorable.
Will I know you, Sean, one day?
So she's seeing all these artists on the walls that we have, and we can't find hers. And I'm just leading her around the building.
You're sending people left, right, and center.
So I have sent Annie and Danielle, it's like, go, it's like around the office everywhere and find it.
Like Danielle a recon team.
Right. And then it's like, now I'm all in and I can't let it go because I have to find this photo. I know it is hanging somewhere. So we have three floors here at the radio station. So it's not enough now that we don't find it on our floor. I now take her down to the next floor, where all the salespeople are, where all the suits are. And we are walking the halls with singer Natasha Bedingfield looking for this photograph. And she is continually posting to Instagram about how...
This is her whole story. That's what we're listening to.
Right.
This is her entire story.
Right.
I'll find the picture of me.
I am so sorry,
you know what I think
Natasha.
Happened is that my friend Andy Grammer, I think that he is so loved here and that you guys love him more than me. I think that... You just saw how great he was and how great Ed Sheeran was. And you were like, you know what? We're taking Natasha Bedingfield down and we're putting them up instead.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's send you on your way. I think I got to hit the road and get and work harder and get more hits.
If we find it, we'll send it to you.
If I have some new hits, will you put me up?
Oh, my God. Again? I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, you just got to be relevant. That's the lesson. This is the lesson. You can't have a decade. In your career, you cannot have a decade break. This is the lesson. Otherwise, they will take you down. I take my interview back.
You just sound miserable.
So she's never coming back. I've worked here almost 7 years now, and I've seen you put your foot in your mouth in a variety of ways. But this is fabulous.
This is a whole new way to put my foot in my mouth.
physically making her up and down stairs.
What you don't know, too, is while she's shooting those videos, I'm running into other people's offices going, hey, do you have the Natasha Bedingfield photo hanging in your office? And they're like, no, am I supposed to?
At least she got all her steps in on her Fitbit anyways.
But she wasn't bothered.
No.
When she got back in her car, it was fine.
It's fine.
That's what you think.
It's fine.
She's a voodoo doll of Carson now.
Yeah, I was waiting upstairs with them, and they're like, we're calling our Uber. And I'm like, celebrities, they're just like us.
So there you go.
You have one more clip?
Oh, I do?
Yeah, of her in her car.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. Hang on, Kennedy. Hang on. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I had
She was
that.
Very kind.
Oh, she was?
You're going to feel better about yourself.
Oh,
okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all fun and games. Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. I just want to say thank you so much for having me and for playing my music all through the years. I always have so much fun when I'm in Boston. And I love you to bits. Thank you. I'm just teasing.
Okay.
Feel better?
I feel better.
All right, good.
I feel better.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.